73 days to Christmas. I'm sure you'll be delighted to hear that. Have you started your shopping yet, or perhaps you've finished it already? That's where Stephen is today. He's out doing some Christmas shopping for the Nolan team. Seriously though, has all this festive gift buying gone a bit too far? The Hollywood stars Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are implementing a one gift rule this Christmas for their two young children so that they won't grow up spoiled. So is that a good idea? Is it something we should adopt here? You see those pictures on Christmas Day on Facebook where you could, people's living rooms, and they can barely open the door. There are so many presents under the tree. Fionnuala Meredith is with us. Can you tell, Fionnuala, that I'm crawling towards the weekend? What do you reckon, Fionnuala?
Oh, I think Christmas is way over the top. I really do. And, you know, I just can't help thinking all those oceans of gifts aren't really that good for kids. I mean, sure, it's nice to you know, give them a lovely day and give them plenty of things to look at. I think one present is a little bit harsh. But, you know, why not cut down a bit? Because the rest is, you just really are going to spoil them.
Really, though? But surely if you have the means to do so, then why be a Scrooge about it? Why be a Grinch? Why not just...
I wondered when Scrooge would be mentioned.
Well, look, that's who you are this morning. But surely it's a bit mean to restrict your kids to one or two gifts if you have... Should you be buying more if you have the money to do so?
No, I do. I think one or two really is a bit Scrooge-like. But I think there's definitely an argument for not going completely mad and excessive about it. Because ultimately, I don't think it's that good for children to have too much stuff. God knows we already have enough stuff in our lives. We're coming down with stuff. And actually, I thought the psychologist, Linda Blair, she made a really good point about this. She said, you know, why don't you get them experiences like trips, day trips, longer trips, you know, treats that they actually, where they get to spend time with their
parents. So if you get taken all over the world, is that not, or on many, many day trips, is that any different from being given lots of Christmas gifts under the tree on Christmas morning?
I think physical stuff is part of the problem. I mean, a lot of children have more than they know what to do with, and obviously a lot don't as well. I think that's something worth remembering. But it's the message you're sending the kids. You're saying you need all this stuff. You have to have all this stuff. And I don't think that's a particularly healthy message. Sure, it's nice for them to have a lovely day and have plenty of things, and that's grand. But, you know, there must come a point where you think that maybe we need to rein this in a little bit for their sake as much as anything.
How is it for their sake? You know, is it that, in terms of getting gifts and presents, that makes you spoiled? Or is it how you're brought up? The kind of ethos you're given from your parents and how you reflect that in your personality.
Well, I think it's all part of the same thing, isn't it? Because, you know, obviously the parenting, the day-to-day parenting is the primary thing. But you get one day of the year where children are absolutely deluged with enormous amounts of stuff. And I'm talking the really excessive stuff here, let's be honest. I mean, most people don't go completely wild with it, but some do.
Okay.
Like, it's terribly competitive.
I want to bring in Teresa at this point. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
Very quickly, you have 30 seconds.
I'm calling to say you're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, do you think so, Teresa?
Stephen going to get his P45?
Are you related to me?
No relative, no. Just an avid listener.
So P45 for Steve, we could wrap that up in a little bow and that could be his Christmas gift this year.
Well, what about it?
What do you reckon? I think you'd miss him. You see, people say that, but they miss him, you see. They miss that headache they get at 9 a.m. every morning, Monday to Friday.
No one is invincible, Vinny.
Teresa, thank you very much. Fionnuala, thank you as well. That's it for us this morning. Podcast up later on, and you know, the man himself, Sian, is up next. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday night at 10. Bye-bye.